To ask you if the State Department or U.S. government in general plans to debrief Mr. Dennis Rodman or any members of his traveling party. I think they issued an invitation for the North Korean leader to visit the United States, something like that.
So this has been a topic a couple of times this week, and you know where we are, that this is a private visit by a private American citizen. Mr. Rodman does not represent the United States. He's never been a player in our diplomacy. And you know where we are in general in terms of we don't have ill will toward the North Korean people, and exchanges of sports are something we do with certain countries where maybe we don't have a good relationship. But, you know, this is coming at a time where we've got significant activity at the UN to work for a strong, credible response after this nuclear test. Clearly, you've got the regime spending money to wine and dine foreign visitors when they should be feeding their own people. So this isn't really a time for business as usual with the DPRK. We've got we're up at the UN seeking some, you know, significant reaction. You've got the North Koreans focused on sort of entertainment and feeding foreigners instead of their own people.
Patrick, just to be clear, do you plan to meet Mr. Dennis Rodman or any?
Sorry, for the second part of that, you know, we've long said our policy long has been that there are Americans who've been to North Korea who want to talk to us and discuss their travel when they come back. We take their call. We're willing to listen to them. But we haven't been in touch with this traveling party at any point along in the process. They haven't been in touch with us. And so we don't have any plans in that regard. But, you know.
You don't plan to phone us, this company that's representing him then, or to phone Mr. Rodman? And
our long-standing policy is if there are Americans who want to provide us a readout afterward, we do.
So he came out today and told the press in Beijing that he found that the new leader, Kim Jong-un, is an awesome kid, and the previous leaders of North Korea were great leaders. I mean, these are people who have led their people into starvation. They've imprisoned them in death camps and concentration camps, for use of a better word.
Yep.
Is that a characterization which you find helpful for an American citizen who is of such prominence around the world?
Let me just reiterate, Mr. Rodman does not represent the United States. He's never been a player in a diplomacy. And you're right, Joe. The North Korean regime has a horrific human rights record, quite possibly the worst human rights situation in the world, depriving their people of food, shelter, water, horrible prison gulags. So no doubt, you know, our position on the DPRK as a government is clearly not that.
So what would you say to any other celebrities or public figures who may be considering a visit to North Korea in the future? What is the advice from State Department to them?
We've been talking about this throughout the week. We just don't take a position on private American travel other than to refer people to our country-specific information, which you can see on the Internet. It describes some of the conditions in terms of traveling to the country. We do not have an embassy in Pyongyang. We do not have diplomatic relations. So the Swedes are protecting power there. There are some considerations in terms of safety and travel. But private Americans, you know, we're a free country. We let, you know, this is not
so
something that we
for your individual
advise
conscience,
on.
Then. It's a matter for a private person's individual conscience as
Again,
to whether he
each
or
person
she
has to make their own decision. We don't consult on it.